It's time to dive into the latest news and updates from the Vegas Golden Knights. This is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Excited over the next hour to be with you. Welcome to Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas. We will also be streaming live on all the team's digital channels, taking your questions later in the show. So hit us up, whether you're on X, YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook. Love to interact with you. Even just tell us where you're watching or looking in from today. Looking down from above in the great light in Studio 31, it's Darren Millard along with Darren Elliott. Big bounce back for the Vegas Golden Knights yesterday in an interesting week. We'll get through that. We'll also look ahead to what is a three-game road trip coming up and all the goaltending and goal scoring that has occurred for the Vegas Golden Knights. And let's start off with the performance in the third period. Right from the very last moment that we saw the Vegas Golden Knights, and there's a whole lot of goodness yesterday at T-Mobile.
Shot mentality. Realize that your opponent was a little bit compromised on their back end, so the best way to play against them was to keep the puck in their zone, and they did a great job of it. Oh, but not just that. You have to funnel it to the net with people there. They did that.
Week was a 2-2 week. You forget about the game against the San Jose Sharks because everybody got fixated on the goal-scoring drought that occurred against the Islanders and the Rangers before the big bounce-back and a solid game against the Minnesota Wild. So if that's your dip, that's a pretty good dip for an organization.
Well, we've talked about even in-game, this team is so mature that they limit the lulls. And even when you – because they didn't play poorly in those games that they lost, but a little bit of puck luck lacking. And, you know, I thought they made a really good adjustment with Jack Eichel not being in the lineup last night due to illness. The power play runs through him. He's not there to run through. So you just went to a complete shot mentality and they were firing.
So Jack wasn't available because of illness. They juggled up the lines a little bit. The centers basically just moved up. William Karlsson played with Ivan Barbashev and Mark Stone. And you did find the right magic. But I thought it was really interesting, the numbers from the two losses, the Islanders and the Rangers, and some of the offensive analytics.
Right.
Compared to the rest of the season averages. Vegas was as good or better in a bunch of categories, shots on goal, ozone percentage time. They were as good or better in those two losses as they were on the season. So did it just come down to when you take a step back and go puck luck or Ilya Sorokin and Igor Shesterkin?
A little bit, especially Shesterkin. He was excellent in that game. A lot of quality chances. He made quality saves. But I think there was a little bit of, you know, you think of it that way. When you have those kinds of analytic numbers, you expect to score a certain amount. Goals expected. Didn't happen. So
why not?
Well, again, I mean, the goaltender, right? He had some posts. And there was a lot of bobbled pucks. Coach Cassidy talked about it after the Ranger game. You know, you let them off the hook. You did everything you wanted to do to get the zone. It goes back to the point. It hops over a stick. And suddenly something that was could potentially happen didn't happen at all. I think forget about the analytics on the offensive side. Defensively, they were on their game. That didn't waver at all. That's what bodes well. And that's the base for limiting lulls, to be honest.
They allow one goal against the Minnesota Wild, two against the San Jose Sharks, and four, really three,
right,
on a goaltender of the Islanders, and two against the New York Rangers. Like you didn't allow more than four goals on your goaltender in any game.
Right. You got, you know, that magic number. You get to three, you should win at home.
Yeah.
And if you keep it below that, you should absolutely win. Didn't happen. So, you know, like you said, I like the way you phrased it. If that's your dip, we'll take it, because that's not precipitous in the least, and they're not searching, right? A lot of teams, you get on a run, you don't really know why in either direction, and so it's harder to reconcile what you have to do to make sure you win the next time. This team knows what they're about, and they were able to do that even with, as you said, Mally, kind of having to move your line around.
So what's your takeaway from the week in which Ivan Barbashev and Nick Waugh both returned? Eichel's out sick, so that's actually a good thing that he wasn't injured.
Right.
Like it should be limited. You're 2-2. Defensively, you're good.
Both goalies are going well.
Yeah. Offensively, you struggled. So how do you put that into a package and go, I'm going to talk about the Golden Knights as a B or a C plus? And some of it is grading against yourself,
right,
because of expectations.
Well, I mean, 500, give it a, you know, what do you give it, a B, you know? To me, it's such a small sample size because, as you said, you're grading against a bell curve that you're setting the pace in the league. I didn't dislike the way they played. They played with the same vigor and the same determination and the same purpose, and it didn't go their way. Oh, well, that's hockey.
Keegan Kolesar was one assist away from a Gordie Howe hat trick.
I saw that
yesterday. And he did the two hardest things. He fought a
tall
beast,
yes,
in Marcus Foligno. Number two was he scored a goal and ends up being the game-winning goal. Not just understatement, it's important, but important at the time to get them going.
Because it was the way they had to
score. He broke through.
Right, and it was he out-battled the guy in front of the net, got body position, and found the rebound. That was what they were striving to do. Throughout the game, especially the second half, especially the third period, there's the spin move, and he gets the guy on his backside. That's exactly what you want to do, and he was able to get the game-winning goal. To me, I mean, these are the kinds of goals we thought Keegan Kolesar could and would score. He scored so many skilled goals as well. Not that that's not a skill, mm-hmm, but that's a positioning one. He scored from distance this year more than we thought, and that's why he has 10 goals already on the season. Already, you know, continues to build on his career high.
Are you more impressed with the goal or how he did in the scrap? And I don't say that lightly.
No, I don't. He held on in the scrap. I'll go with the goal.
It was one of those fights where you go, I don't like
it. Right, and Foligno was able to tear his helmet off, mm-hmm, in that fight, so you're more exposed. He did well not to get injured in that fight.
The goal I loved was his stick was over on the other side of the play, and he managed to find the puck and be able to adjust and put it home.
And because he had body position, that's why he was able to do that. And again, you're playing against a pretty ravaged blue line for the Wild. So they have some guys in their lineup that are, you know, they're not really regulars in the NHL. And I think, you know, they played back-to-back just like the Golden Knights did. And I think all those factors, they did a good job of exploiting that in that third period.
Darren Millard, Darren Elliott with you on Fox Sports Las Vegas, as well as on the Vegas Golden Knights social media channels. If you have a question or comment, let us know. Put it in your response whenever outlet you're watching on, and we'll get it here and we'll be able to respond to you, or just let us know where you're watching today.
What about your letter grade?
I would go probably B minus.
Okay.
Just because of the results,
yeah,
compared to where they've been.
Okay.
And there are a couple of sub 500 teams. They've been really good against that. There's got to be some some result influence on that.
Yeah, okay.
B minus. I'm a bit of
grader.
A tough grader. Yeah. Yeah. From a long line of academics over here. I didn't go to Cornell.
I did, but it was so long ago.
They played the Islanders, Rangers, Minnesota last week. This week they get Nashville, Carolina, Chicago. Three teams they haven't seen in a row,
right,
which is unusual at this stage of the season.
Just check them off as you move along. And again, you know, early in the season, it was, they can't win on the road. Well, they've righted that a long time ago. But I think what this week showed more than anything, even playing, you know, up in San Jose, it's every game can be a loss. As much as we always go, oh, those are winnable games on the schedule, we should be able to get points on the schedule. You should be able to, but it's not a given. And every night is a real battle in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And you're playing a couple of pretty tough teams. I mean, Nashville hasn't had the year they wanted. Carolina lost, surprisingly, yesterday to the Ducks at home. But they're a team that's always hard to play against. And you never really know what you're going to get with Chicago. I mean, they can get going if you let them and get some scoring chances. But you should be able to take care of what they're not that good at, and that's defending.
Let's reflect on some individual accomplishments when we continue, plus the return of a couple of key veteran players. And Shea Theodore continues to light it up. It's nighttime at noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas. Stay with us.
We're back to nighttime at noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Hey, Golden Knight fans, if you want more Golden Knights content, head over to the Vegas Golden Knights YouTube channel now and subscribe. You can watch all Access Player videos, game highlights, or even our special VGK Origins series. Subscribe to our channel today and stay up to date on all things VGK and revisit some of the greatest moments as the Vegas Golden Knights march towards the completion of Season 8, and hopefully another big celebration. Again, your comments, your questions, send them in to us on whatever platform that you're watching on right now, and we will respond to you. Love to know where you're watching from today. Taylor is watching in San Diego today, and he says, just wanted to point out that they didn't lose any ground in the standings last week. So 2-2 week. Vegas was up 6 points at the start of the week. Up 6 points today. So that's a great way to look at it. Thank you, Taylor from San Diego.
And the two teams that are trailing them and been just about as hot the whole time match up tonight. Edmonton Oilers, LA Kings.
Blue White Flame on YouTube says they're looking forward to the upcoming road trip. That'd be a pretty good road trip to go on. Nashville, then you catch up on whatever you did in Nashville. In Raleigh, and then you have some fun again in Chicago.
It sets up well that way for sure.
Yeah.
I miss them by a couple of days. I'm going to Nashville for USA Hockey meetings on Thursday. So I think I'm going to the game Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
I don't even know who they're playing.
It's a fun place to
yeah.
watch. It's an interesting arena in Nashville because it's,
walking
it's
up street
right,
level.
Right there on Lower Broadway.
Yep.
It's very similar to the Strip or MSG. Where you're right in the heart of the action.
Right.
There's not big parking lots that you have to traverse or any type of navigating. You're in the heart of everything.
And when you walk in on street level, you're at the top of the lower bowl. It's like the...
Oh, it goes down?
Yeah, the ice surface goes...
Winnipeg Arena used to be like that.
Little Caesars Arena, they built it like that as well. Mm-hmm. So you walk in off the street level... And you're not at the bottom. You're halfway up, if you will.
Maple Leaf Gardens. Did you ever play there?
Yes, I did.
So Maple Leaf Gardens was awesome because you could look in from the street and you could see the goal, one of the goals. You were 100 feet,
right,
200 feet behind the goal right there. But the ice was at street level, and you could literally, if you're tall enough, you could watch some of the game through there. So I always thought that was one of the coolest rinks going.
Yeah, it was. It was fun to play there. Rick Rive scored in a penalty shot and a slap shot. He never lets me live it down.
No. One thing I learned after getting to know Rick a little bit, never play Rick Vive trivia with Rick Vive. He's got all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Larry from Ohio wants to know how the team will adjust to the road with so many home games recently.
Welcome it. I mean, again, veteran team. There's really no difference other than the other team gets to dictate some of the matchups. But good luck in, outplaying Bruce Cassidy in the in-game adjustment category because he's as good as I've seen. In terms of knowing who's going, who needs more, who's not going, who maybe you have to protect them a little bit. That's his term, which I like when you're talking about it, because not all guys are going to be going every single night. And recognizing that on the bench and adjusting who might fit better with the other guys in a certain situation, that's comes up a little bit more on the road because you don't get to dictate as the home coach.
Olofsson, Howden, Kolesar, Eichel, Hill, all these guys Pearson. Having career years. We should put Bruce Cassidy in that mix because the first half of this season, there is more than a handful of games that he has directly impacted the result yep. by in-game decisions.
Yeah, and we're glossing over all the work that goes into preparing the team every single day for whatever's on the docket, right? It could be travel, it could be rest, it could be practice, it could be pre-scout. What do we need to tweak about our game? But the in-game part of it, I haven't seen many better at having a feel for who's playing on your roster and where they might fit for the next 40 minutes or 45 minutes of a game.
I still don't truly understand why the switch was made during the 5-on-3 yesterday in which Vegas scored. It was a 5-on-4 by the time the puck went in that, but it was basically scored on a 5-on-3 power play. But the personnel out for the front half included Victor Olofsson. There was yep. a stoppage, and Olofsson, after having a great look, and there was two other great chances. William Karlsson had one. Shea Theodore had one. They made the switch, and only the switch with Olofsson coming off and Dorofeev going on, and it led to the goal with Dorofeev right. scoring. I can't knock the change because it was impactful on the game.
Right.
I don't – and Bruce said, like, basically gut feel.
Right. And what's that come from? It comes from experience, knowing your players. So Dorofeev, right, hadn't had points in his previous four, but he was dangerous in that game. Had 5 shots on goal. 18 shots in his last 5 games. So it's, even though he hadn't had points.
But those numbers already hadn't happened yet.
No, but I'm saying, like, leading into the moment, he has a shooting mentality. Not that Olofsson doesn't, but in terms of the dimension that Pavel Dorofeev is showing on that side, he can score on that side. The thing about it is his mentality is more shot first than even Olofsson. And so in that moment, in that situation, what were they trying to do? Shoot, shoot, shoot. So I think it was looking at he's not having a bad moment. He's having gut feel, hunch. You know what? I think I'll make this move.
Because anybody, if you're watching, can go, okay, that player's struggling. I should make a change
right,
there.
Right. That, yeah, that's different.
Yesterday, that wasn't the case, and he made the switch, and it worked. So that's where I get into the, I don't know how it came about, but it's impressive.
It's very impressive, and especially when it, you know, now you've got the leading scorer, Pavel Dorofeev. He's gone through his longest drought, you know, and now he's coming out of it. Now he's picking up points. Now he scored 2 goals. The next time he goes through and goal scorers go through them, dry spells, it won't be nearly as long.
VGK Debs on YouTube said, coach is a rock star. So we agree with that. What I liked about Dorofiev's first goal was
the delay.
The delay.
Right? That's a guy who's feeling it. I mean, he waited for everyone to overslide.
He knew a lot of times you'll say, get that puck off. Get that puck
Not 5-on-3 necessarily because there's so few defenders.
But that was a purposeful delay.
Yes, it was. And you saw the top guy who'd been out there for a while in that triangle. And you know what? When you think of – unless they're in a straight line, it can only be in a triangle when it's 5-on-3. Anyway, the thing about it is the first guy overcommits because of the purposeful delay. That creates the shooting lane. And both goals were short side. One on the blocker.
And there was a bit of a delay on the second one.
That's
too.
Right. And both times he went short side, even though it was on opposite sides of the ice. It wasn't like I have to go glove side on this goaltender or blocker side. It was he went short side. So maybe that's a little bit of a tell on what Pavel Dorofeev likes to shoot for.
Back to our friends on YouTube. Duff Valley is tuning in from Southampton, UK. So Southampton. Southampton? Southampton. I don't think it's Southampton.
Well, it is to us because we can't say it with the accent.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good day.
Good day. No, that's Australia.
That is.
You suckered me into that one. Duff also wants to know if we'll see more of Samsonov on this road trip.
More of. Well.
Well, they've been alternating.
Yeah, so you got 3. So.
And it's Samsonov's turn tomorrow night in Nashville.
Well, both will play the back end. Plays tomorrow is the up for grabs, right? But both are playing so well. Do you deviate from the rotation? Such big decisions for the coaching staff to make.
I expected Hill to play twice last week and Samsonov to play twice this week. I just wasn't sure what format it would take, whether it would be strictly rotation.
Were you going with the four games last week?
No, this was after the San Jose game. Okay. We were looking at because of the back-to-backs.
Right.
And I'll stick to that. I think Samsonov plays a couple this week.
Yeah, and deservedly so. I don't think there's really any reason to deviate from the rotation necessarily.
Three defensemen with 20 points now for the Vegas Golden Knights, led by Shea Theodore, then Noah Hanifin and Alex Pietrangelo.
Log a lot of minutes, drive a lot of offense. And it was interesting. Sometimes you or at least I do, you focus in on a couple of players. And I thought Pietrangelo last night played a really hard hockey game. What is hard hockey nowadays, right? It's smash mouth, not necessarily.
But still physical.
It is. They play a determined. The term I came up with was determined. There is purpose to what they do. There's a determination in winning those short races, one-on-one battles, and that's where the physical confrontation comes in. And then are you able to make the quick outlet pass cleanly to get out of your zone? I thought Pietrangelo was excellent last night.
Look at players who don't win board battles.
Hey, they're usually sitting on the bench after a while.
Tell me it's not physical. Like, you still have to engage in the game.
Yeah, it's hard.
Guys
that
lose
way.
Jobs because they don't engage physically.
Yeah, and can't win those battles and then make a play off of the boards in those situations. And first touches for defensemen, getting back, getting to it. Do you know what you're going to do with the puck before you get there? That is really part and parcel why this core of six defensemen are so good. Mm-hmm. You watch other teams, and some of these Eastern Conference teams, you asked me a question this week in one of our shows, like, what's the difference between the East and the West? Well, I think the difference is the East comes in, they take away the D-to-D pass, which we kind of live by in our own zone. They put that second forechecker, he doesn't come at the puck side, takes away that defenseman. I reviewed some tape. Mm-hmm. And they take away that D-to-D pass, which kind of keys the breakout. So there's a little bit of a and then the third thing is the defenseman on the strong side coming down the board to challenge the winger. So I don't know if it's a kind of a style for the East or if it's an adjustment to what, you know, the Golden Knights do so well and trying to take that away.
Looks like a good segment for Taylor from San Diego to do some chalk talk.
Hopefully he's still listening.
He's our producer on Scripps Sports Side. We have a message coming in from Gordon, who's writing in from a flight to Nashville. So sounds like Gordon's going to attend the game tomorrow night between the Nashville Predators and the Vegas Golden Knights. If Darren could play college hockey somewhere, where would he want to play? Darren with one R.
That's you.
That's me. So I would go off the top of my head. Apologies to Cornell.
That's all right. You couldn't get in.
I would sign. Definitely. There's no chance of that. And now you've set it up to be reflective on my choice. And that's not the case, too. So please.
Yeah, we don't know enough about the entry requirements.
I grew up watching University of North Dakota, UND.
And nice facility.
That was
program.
Before.
Yeah.
Gino Gasparini and company, national championships. Ed Belfour was there. John Casey was there. I loved UND. I would also go University of Michigan because of Yost Arena. It's on my bucket list to go to Yost.
It's one of the best remodels you'll ever see. They did that maybe about 10 years ago now. And Red Berenson was a legend there, made things happen. That's a nice facility. And the remodel made it even – you know, sometimes you remodel and go, you lose some of the it's even better.
If you had a do-over, where would you want to play?
Cornell.
Right answer. Was there a place that you loved playing, though?
Boston Garden, the old Boston Garden, because the playoffs were always there. Mm. So that was special from a college perspective.
That's a flex, by the way. That, just in case anybody missed it, that was a flex. Ever wanted to own a piece of Golden Knights history? VGK Authentics is the official channel for game-used items coming off the ice, from game-used pucks to game-worn jerseys and everything in between. Owning something from your favorite Golden Knights player has never been so easy, so shop VGK Authentics on VegasTeamStore.com, at the Arsenal, at City National Arena, and at the VGK Authentics kiosk behind Section 10 when you're at T-Mobile Arena during games. I see the crew working through all of the game-used items, and there's a lot of cool things. Look, if you're watching on the stream right now, you've got all that goal equipment that that you could dive into and use. There's players' gloves. There's players' helmets. There's jerseys. It's all available for you to own a piece of the VGK. We'll continue on Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas, streamed on all the VGK social media channels.
Live from City National Arena, this is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Part of the Foley Entertainment Group, AFC Bournemouth is continuing their record-breaking season as they take on Chelsea in the English Premiership tomorrow at 11:30 PT. Show your support for the Cherries by watching matches via stream on NBC's Premier League coverage or stream on Peacock. Make sure to also visit the Arsenal at City National Arena and pick up some Bournemouth gear. To learn more, head to afcb.co.uk. Up the Cherries. And Bournemouth taking on Chelsea tomorrow. Chelsea's fourth in the overall standings. They call that the tables over there. Chelsea's four. Bournemouth is seven.
Good chance turn the tables?
For, yes, they can climb up the table and and enjoy the meal there inside of top five if they are able to win tomorrow. It's been a fantastic record-breaking season. I can't believe, like, that question from, was it from Gordon or Jerry? Gordon, about what school I would play for in NCAA. It causes all kinds of rifts with people because they get so proud of their affiliations. And you're not taking a shot at anybody else. That was my pick.
Well, you're taking shots at everybody else. But
somebody from Maine said, "What about the Black Bears? Like, they're good program.
Yeah,
good program.
Long time program. They started actually when I was at Cornell. They just started as a D1 program.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but it was a cool place to play.
They just started.
Yeah,
when you were there.
Yeah,
yeah." So that's not just started now.
No, that was 1979-80.
Well, Desert Penguin 71 on Twitch. Hello, Desert Penguin 71. Any guess on if Vegas is looking to pick up any scoring wingers out there?
Well, I don't know specifically, but you certainly know that every time they're going to fill a need if they see one. Mm-hmm. Kelly McCrimmon, his staff, they're always in the game in terms of trying to, you know, anticipate what the need might be going into the postseason. And first of all, you're able to project that far because of the first half, that they're, you know, going to be in the playoffs. And what is that going to look like? What do we need? Where do we need depth? Everyone talks about needing defensemen. That hasn't been the case so far in this situation with where we are in terms of depth here. So, you know, maybe it's a forward, but, you know, so much hockey left to play to kind of play that out.
But they've added every year fairly consistently. And last year we didn't see two of the moves that occurred. Nobody really saw happening. Wasn't sure you can make the salary cap work with Noah Hanifin, and the hurdle acquisition came out of nowhere.
And that was for immediacy, but then they signed both those guys to long-term. So that was more than just for the moment. They haven't been rentals in the rental market very often. Last year, Anthony Mantha fits that category. But again, you know, Mark Stone wasn't available. He's kind of a big body on that wing, blah, 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 facsimile thereof. But typically, when this team has looked for needs, it hasn't just been for the short term. It's become longer term and a bigger picture.
Whenever anybody asks me that question, are they looking for, I just say, because Kelly McCrimmon is in on everything.
Right.
So if you want to know if they're looking or poking around, I think they're in on absolutely every conversation. They may not do it.
Right.
But They're on conversations well, I wouldn't even think were happening.
They don't just do things for the sake of doing them either, mm-hmm. right? They're and it's not just even sometimes short term. It's with a bigger view of what's best for this organization.
Duff Valley says Southampton, same as us.
Oh, good. Forget, we'll drop the accent. Southampton it is.
Well, that you know what that means? That means you offended the British with your Aussie impersonation for nothing.
That wasn't even good.
goes on to ask, do you plan on going to any Tahoe Night Monster games, the ECHL game, team that's playing inside the state?
I have no plans.
Affiliation with the Vegas Golden Knights?
Not so much. Have to get up there to Reno, and maybe I could have to do that later in the winter to check on the youth hockey guys up there. They're doing such a great job. If it fit, sure.
Vegas has 63 third-period goals. Yesterday was another
right.
third-period shutdown, closeout. And normally, we think of baseball terms, the closer comes in and just muffles the other team.
What, they give up three shots?
Offensively. 24-5 are
okay.
the
official
third period shots the last two games.
Oh, last two games, right?
So how good is that? But yesterday, they not only took care of the defensive side, but they poured it on. It's really, and your point about being defensive is a great one. But their ability to shut the other team down by pouring it on offensively
right,
is
right.
impressive.
Well, that's the old saying, right? Best defense is a good offense, and it applies to the Vegas Golden Knights come the third period because it's not as if they're spending time in their zone, which they will do because the way they defend, they keep things to the outside. Teams get rolling around in the offensive third but don't get quality scoring chances. That's not the way they approach the third periods. The third periods, it's best defense is a good offense. Let's spend time in the offensive third and make things happen.
You just took a phrase and flipped it and tried to make it sound mainstream.
Isn't it?
No. No.
The
phrase is always, the best offense is a good defense. That's the phrase.
No, not with this team. The best defense is a good offense.
You flipped it. You
exactly.
said the best
defense
right. is a good offense, and you said it like it was – it's been around for 72 years, and it does work. It absolutely does
it
work.
It does
but
work.
The way you presented it, what's the old phrase? And then you ripped it off.
It I'm is like, to me.
That was impressive, what you tried to do there. And I'm all for it, but
yeah.
I want people to know how quick-witted you are with that.
Okay, well, it fits this team. Let me just say.
It does.
It absolutely
but,
does.
Is it a mindset, or are they so heavy and unrelenting in the first two periods
yeah.
that you're actually worn down?
Yeah, they wear teams down. I mean, that was the case last night against the Wild. As we said, played the night before, a little compromise.
But
on
so
the
did
blue
Vegas.
Line. Yeah, but Minnesota's not as big and heavy
and Vegas
determined.
Was in the back end. It was 3-4, third mm-hmm. game in three, four nights.
But again, we've seen this team. Their sense of purpose is, you know, unparalleled right now in the National Hockey League. You have to try to beat them. And that's a hard thing to do because they do play a relentless style, determined, hard hockey. They're big, they're physical, and they're confident. And they know what they're about, and they know what they have to do to be successful, and they do it most often.
Haven't been perfect in the third
no,
period this
is?
Year, but it's been heavily weighted on success. How much of that is purely physical, and how much involves the mental side of the game just because they experienced success early in the season, and now there's confidence there?
Well, there's confidence because they're cohesive, and they're cohesive because of their confidence. That room really runs itself, and that's every elite team is like that.
But they don't think they're going to lose going into a third period.
No, they don't think they're going to lose when they fall behind 2-0. They get mad at themselves and they get to their game. Again, limit the lulls. That's kind of been, I don't think it's good enough for a T-shirt or a slogan, but it's something that is truly hallmark.
It would fit okay, though. Like, limit the lulls. Like, there's a lot of space in there.
Everyone was like, what the heck's that about?
Yeah.
But in reality, they do not lose momentum in games for long stretches. They're able to right things pretty quickly, and it shows in the standings and their ability to get points.
Can we give some love to Tomas Hertl?
Oh, please.
The dude had a week. Like, goal in San Jose,
that's
going back
right
there,
yeah,
winning, had a goal called back, else he would have scored in
three. You love that, his reaction.
Well, because he knew. He knew he was offside.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if he could have just stopped the play there and said, let's just start, like, tell the referee, just blow it down. Then he does score, and there's no reaction. He tells Jack, like, I was offside. But if that counts, he really did score three goals in four games this week. And yesterday, he's back at center the last couple of games. A real presence.
Last night, 11 shot attempts. Right, he had five.
That's what it ended up.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and five on goal, five blocked. But point is, he's making things happen. He looks much more comfortable with each passing week in terms of getting his legs under him and ability to make plays.
Do you think that's still happening in the season?
I think it's more from a confidence with the puck. Hmm. And you know, it's so interesting. Yeah, at center because of his face-off prowess. But lots of times, where does he end up anyway? Well, on the wall.
When
holding on to the puck. It was such a big part of yesterday's win, and he was central to it.
He's at 12 goals. Team leaders now to 16. But it's turning into not a good season, but a heavily impactful campaign by Tomas Hertl.
Yeah, I mean, he's the kind of player. Throughout his career, you could look at him
pushing 30 goals.
Yeah, okay, I would go pushing 60-some points.
Okay.
Whatever that ratio is, assists and goals, but certainly a 20 to, 26, 27-goal guy. And especially the way
– Is that what you had him at? Or
Yeah, that's okay. That's how – if you fit in with that and then you look down the middle, Nicholas Wagg returns – He was impactful, I thought, in his first game back. And you look at those four centermen with Carlson and Wynjacks in the lineup, missed yesterday. And those six defensemen, that's how you build winning teams, down the middle and on your blue line and goaltending.
Whatever he ends up with, if it's 25 or 30, I think you have to add six because of his impact on the power play.
Oh, yeah.
He's influential.
Even if
just
he doesn't
being
score.
There, even if he doesn't get a point, he's influential in six more goals.
We can use that number, but your point is well taken. Mm-hmm. That option in the bumper position between the hash marks in front of the goaltender from the top of the crease to that spot, that was an option they never really was successful with here. Okay. And now they are
you
very
seem
successful.
To scoff at my number. Which number would you take?
Well, I don't know in terms of – I mean – Does it open a lane? Does it – I mean, the other
Look,
night.
I was serve enough to put out a number, and you scoffed. So I want to know what number you would put.
No, and let's say that in terms of extra looks, Mark Stone walks off the goal line two games ago and scores because Tomas Hertl moves the defense back and clears that lower lane to the top of the crease. So how many extra looks do you get? Let's say, one every other game in terms of looks. So I would say it's much higher in terms. Then it's like how many goals.
So you're going above six.
I'm going over.
Took a long time to get there, but.
Well, you told me not to talk about sound bites.
There was a good scoff in there. I know that. We'll get some news on a special event coming up for the Vegas Golden Knights. Plus Alexander Ovechkin as we continue on Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
This is pretty cool. Join the Vegas Golden Knights as we celebrate Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander heritage at T-Mobile Arena this January. The celebration will take place on the evening of Thursday, January 30th. when we face the Columbus Blue Jackets. All tickets purchased through this package will receive a limited edition hat. Availability is limited, so don't miss your chance to cheer on the Vegas Golden Knights and celebrate. Get your tickets today. Items only eligible for pickup in-game on January 30th. And we have one of the hats in studio with us. Well done, Ron, getting that zoom in there.
That is good.
You didn't know that was happening.
No, I didn't. I was like, whoa.
I just handed you the hat. I thought, well, we could show that off. And Ronnie got it in. That's a cool logo.
That is a really cool logo.
Great hat. VGK.
I'm keeping it.
Styling. Yeah, you can keep it.
All right, thanks.
I will make sure that everybody knows that it's in your possession. Because normally I get blamed for this stuff. The giveaways that we show up either in Studio 31 or in Section 117.
You give them back?
I put them back in my desk and wait for people to come and get them because I don't know. Is it marketing? Is it Nate? Is it? And people get all upset saying, Millard stole that. I don't steal anything. I don't need any more stuff.
No more logoed stuff required.
I do not need any more stuff. Now, some of the, like, the VGK branded articles in the Arsenal downstairs.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, there's two new hoodies down there, like a gold sleeve with white chest. Like, it's really nice.
You can get an employee discount.
I would like that for sure. But the actual giveaways, I give back.
Okay.
The Nutcrackers. Although I broke one of them.
Yes, you did.
On set. That wasn't my finest hour as it fell over. But that's pretty cool. The Asian Pacific Islander night. We have Alexander Ovechkin. Wanted to get into his charge.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to happen this year, and I think it's going to happen early.
Well,
like, I don't think we're going to have to wait until the final days of April.
If he has his way, one of the biggest things, the Capitals in their successful first half helped, I think, because if they were playing out the string or not a good team, it might be a harder thing. But in this instance, you're able to manage his minutes. Get them out there for a lot. So the thing is, because they're a good team, the other team pulling their goalie more often, trying to come back against. So he's been able to pick up some empty netters.
That's a great point.
Right?
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, if they're a team that's chasing games all the time, you don't get those opportunities. So if they continue to be a good team and play well, I think you're right. He's going to do
51 minutes and 13 seconds, and you wowed me.
Took that long.
You just floored me.
I thought it was with defense and offense.
Well, that was just blatant, like, cheating. And I called you on it. It was an impressive try, but that idea that being a good team this year will help him break the record.
Right, because you can, and the coach has done a great job. He's going to be out there on power play. He's going to be out there a certain amount at even strength, but not as much as he used to be. And they're now, you know, protecting leads. Team pulls the goaltender. And I think in the last couple of weeks, he's had two or three empty netters, which they count, and there's no shame in that. And that just helps him get to that number quicker.
When your team scores an empty netter, tell me how much better you feel when that puck goes in. That's an important goal.
Absolutely.
The people that that shun that drive me nuts. The other part, Ovechkin switched sides this year.
Yeah.
Hasn't got a lot of play, and he's still producing.
I mean, everybody just defaults to his office, the left face-off dot being a right-handed shot, the one-timer that he's possessed throughout his career, and he scored almost 300 goals from that spot. But that means he scored over 500 goals from other spots, and so he's dangerous all over the ice. He's always been a guy that could score in many, many varieties of ways.
Got a reaction, Shea? Going to Nashville, says he doesn't miss a show, so that's cool.
That's really cool.
I don't know whether it's the same Shay, but can we chalk it up to the same Shay? So thank you, Theo. Creole King 33 on YouTube asked, is Pavel Dorofeev a legitimate 30-plus goal scorer this season?
Legitimate. Well, he's going to kind of challenge that for the first time, so can we call until it happens, you're not legitimate, but he certainly has the ability to score and get to that close to that number, I think, this year.
Rangers in Florida for the 2026 Winter Classic in Miami.
Okay, I guess that's cool.
You're a bit of a traditionalist, eh?
A little bit. I mean, it's It's a good challenge for all the guys in terms of building ice sheets and stuff.
Boston,
like that.
Tampa for the stadium series. Now, I think the Florida rink has a roof.
Right.
That's much easier.
Much easier.
When,
sure.
Because you don't have to deal with the sun.
Exactly.
Temperature is temperature. You can still make ice, but it's that sun.
Yep.
Detroit's on a 7-game winning streak.
Playing much better. Good on them. You know, they changed the coaches. There's a little bit of accountability. And all of a sudden, they're back in that wild, wild card race in the East.
Hey, did you see the Flyers game the other night against the Ducks? Cutter Gauthier?
No.
The kid that
yeah, I know, said no.
And went back, and the crowd was vicious.
Yeah, they were vicious. You knew that was going to happen.
And his mom was there.
And I thought, well, that game was like 6-0 Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't stay on the dial there.
I stayed on it.
Okay, then tell the story.
No, it was as...
Just what you would think.
Involved of a crowd as I've ever heard.
Stereotypical Philly reaction.
Yeah. And it was, there was some language that wasn't necessarily fit for nighttime at noon. And it lasted the whole game.
Wow.
We've been through players walking back into adverse situations. But that took it to a new level.
I'm sure that had to be unsettling. He's a young player, and you can anticipate.
He scored the next game because he was felt so good not being booed every time.
You could probably bet on that. Good prop bet if he were watching. But no, I mean, as a kid, that would be really unnerving, I would think.
I enjoyed it. Not like piling on somebody, but I like the passion from the fans.
Yes, absolutely. That is.
Don't take me out of context.
All right.
All right. The Golden Knights great hat that we showed off. I stole it. I reached down.
Oh, wow.
This is the hat. Because I was talking about all the things that don't end up being returned. And then Nate comes in the room. So apparently
he's not going in my sour. Bag.
He's sour that we're not going to give that hat back. So unfortunately... you'd have lost out on a bucket. The snake on that hat is Chance.
Really? Is Chance a snake?
Artistic.
Oh, artistic license.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty neat.
It is
very neat.
That's
cool. Chance on that snake.
Thanks for filling that.
Well,
I didn't know that.
It was on my chat that we had, and North Dakota.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Western Canadian boy.
Do we have a North Dakota big fist pump? No? Oh, is that it?
That's what they do there?
I go by the old nickname. What are they now? Fighting Hawks. That's what they are. Go UND.